Welcome back to the Middle Tech Podcast. You've got Logan Jones and Evan Knowles here recording out of the Sales River studio. We've got three very interesting stories to go over today, one of which seems like the simulation is breaking before our eyes. We've got Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg talking about fighting each other in a cage match, so we'll dive into that. We've also got Facebook working on a Twitter competitor, which is related to that first story. We've got the feds seizing a notorious hacker site called Breach Forums. And then lastly, we've got a pretty cool AI edge story that relates to Kentucky, talking about Kentucky lawmakers beginning to think about artificial intelligence regulation. So before we dive into those stories, I just want to get a quick word from our sponsors. And also, please remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel to keep up with everything Middle Tech. Let's dive into it. Before highlighting our sponsors, we'd just like to state that the views and content shared on this platform do not necessarily reflect those of our show sponsors. Middle Tech is presented by KY Innovation, the Kentucky Cabinet for Economic Development's Office of Entrepreneurship. KY Innovation exists to support and develop Kentucky's startup ecosystem, and we are proud to be supported by an organization whose mission aligns so closely with ours. If you're a founder building in Kentucky, you need to check out the resources that KY Innovation has to offer. You can find more information by clicking the link in our show notes or going to kyinnovation.com.
Middle Tech is sponsored by Bolt Marketing. Take your website to the next level with a website that's built to work. At Bolt Marketing, they're revolutionizing websites for small businesses that are affordable, customizable, and hassle-free. Whether you have a construction company, a boutique clothing store, or you own a hot yoga studio, they have options for you. Click the link in our show notes to explore their marketing options that can transform your marketing and grow your business. And as a personal note, Bolt Marketing built our website, and they were awesome to work with throughout the entire process. We highly recommend working with them.
All right. So first topic here, we got, as Logan said, simulation. The world is going crazy. We've got the two richest people in the world, two of the most famous billionaires in the world, saying they're going to get in an octagon and fight each other MMA style. So this all happened as part of a conversation that was happening on Twitter around Facebook building a competitor. We'll talk about that story next. But Elon jumped in and said, basically, I'll take on Zuck and that company any day. And Zuck retaliated and said, yeah, let's do it. And he posted a picture of himself in a workout outfit and said, name a location for the fight. And apparently they're taking it pretty seriously. So anytime TMZ gets involved in the tech space and related to billionaires, it's never typically any good.
That's a great point.
So Dana White reached out to Zuck and said, hey, what's going on here? Are you serious? And Zuck said, yeah, is Elon serious? And so Dana White called up Elon and Elon said, yeah, I'm dead serious. Let's get this going. So I guess apparently, according to TMZ, Dana White's actually in the early stages of setting this up. He thinks that it can pull in $100 on pay-per-view per person. And he thinks that it could gross $1 billion of revenue when they actually fight. And, you know, they obviously sell digital subscriptions to that fight for people to view it. So pretty crazy. I think the fight, if it does happen, would be interesting. I could see Mark Zuckerberg getting Elon to tap out. He's been training a lot for jiu-jitsu, and he's doing pretty well. And then Elon might have a little bit of a size advantage. You know, he likes to say that he's got the walrus move where he just lays on people and suffocates them. So this is just kind of a funny story, but, you know, a lot of outlets are covering it. It's just funny to see, again, two of the richest, most powerful people in the world say that they're going to settle this over an M&A fight in an octagon. So that's the story.
If this actually happens, the real winner of this fight is the viewer, is us.
Facts.
Yeah. I mean, it's to be sitting here talking about Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg fighting each other is just like, there's definitely a glitch in the simulation. But all this kind of came about because Facebook, Meta rather, is talking about launching a Twitter competitor. So the project is dubbed P92. And I think it's interesting because in the article, it's talking about being able to bring over followers from platforms like Instagram, like Facebook, and even decentralized platforms like Mastodon. So with the billions of users that Meta already has across their platforms, it could be a real viable competitor to Twitter, just allowing people to bring over people they already follow on those other platforms onto this more text-based platform. So it'd be very similar to Twitter, a place where people would come to discuss events in real time. So that's kind of the whole idea of Twitter essentially being a public square for speech. I'm going to kind of agree with Elon that we don't want Meta and Zuckerberg having another platform that they're, you know, controlling just the conversation on, not necessarily outrightly controlling the conversation, but at least having control over the platform. I think we want to have some diversity in terms of who owns the platforms that we have so much of our conversations and discourse on. What are your thoughts on Meta getting into a Twitter competitor?
Yeah, I mean, again, I also agree with Elon. I'm already concerned about Meta and TikTok not, you know, open sourcing a lot of their stuff like Twitter is. I think Twitter's taking a good stance here. Facebook is saying that they're going to open source this this project, so we'll see. I don't know what that means and how much of it will be open sourced, but you know, I definitely don't think Facebook needs any more of our data, and definitely doesn't need to be controlling any more of the algorithms that feed us content. I think the government might want to step in here and check this out. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, let's move on to this last story here before the AI Edge segment. That is the Fed seizing breach forums. So tell us a little about what breach forums is, why this is significant, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. So breach forums is a popular hacker website where hackers will post data that they've stolen and sell it and allow it to be interchanged between hacker groups, organizations that might want that data. It's completely illegal. This is data that was stolen from companies and people's private information. So the government is really starting to step in and take care of issues like this. And it's really important as AI grows and as data becomes more valuable and there's more ways to use that data, you know, the government's taking, you know, big steps. They also seized and stepped into another platform last year, which was called Rapid Forums, which is another site that was selling data. So they're continuing to shut down these sites. Very important. Again, this is a relevant story because, again, a lot of our discussions are around AI. And as that begins to heat up, this kind of data can be used to plan things like PSYOPs, other hacking attacks, identity theft, deep fakes. You know, a lot of the personal information that is stolen from profiles is profile images, personal information like security or social security numbers. So these websites are very nefarious and need to be shut down. And so the government's doing a good job here. So I'm pretty excited about this.
I want to linger on the idea of, you know, what is going to be possible with AI scams just related to this. I saw this, I think it was on 60 Minutes, a segment about how hackers and scam artists are using these machine learning voice clones to basically be able to clone your voice, reach out to your family members in your voice. I think they can even make it show up as your phone number calling on your family member's phone, and then, you know, obviously scam them into sending money or revealing personal information in some way or another. I think this is probably one of the most intricate, advanced scams that we've ever had, most likely. If you know about AI, you should probably warn your family members about it. And I was just thinking how easy it would be for somebody to do this to you or I. We have so much of our voices out there on the internet, it would not be very hard to make a clone of our voices. So I just think that's something to be paying attention to with all of this. AI is going to make it so much easier to scam people, and the scams are going to get more and more intricate. So that's why this kind of stuff is very important right now. Yeah.
And one of the scary things about this is the site actually relaunched under a different domain. So the unfortunate thing about hackers is that it's actually impossible to stay in front of them because you don't know what to protect until the hacker exposes the issue. And so this just shows kind of the resilience of hacker groups that they're, you know, shut down and then somebody steps in and continues the action or the forum or the data exchange might be. So that's kind of a tough issue, and the government's kind of always going to be behind the eight ball on this kind of issue.
Yeah, I wonder how AI can play a role in that. I'm sure there'll be AI that is for nefarious tasks, but I'm sure there can be AI that can help a lot with cybersecurity and do some more preventative actions, I would imagine. But anyway, let's move on to this last segment. Speaking of AI, we'll get into our AI Edge segment. So AI Edge is stories, tips, and topics for giving you an advantage with artificial intelligence. This is a cool AI Edge segment because we finally have a reason to talk about Kentucky as it relates to artificial intelligence. So Evan, tell us about this story about Kentucky lawmakers starting to pay attention to artificial intelligence.
Yeah. So Senator Williams and Senator Westerfield, who in Kentucky at least are considered some of the more tech-forward, proactive senators here in our state, they've gotten together and said, hey, AI is something that we should be watching as a state to figure out how to regulate. They are, you know, optimistic about it, of course, but also there's issues with it. It's not always accurate. It's biased, can be used in nefarious ways. that we don't understand yet. And so they want to step in front of that and begin to have conversations. So the state of Kentucky has created a committee that will begin to form legislation around how to regulate this stuff and begin to have those conversations about what we can do to be proactive around artificial intelligence to protect Kentucky citizens. So this is going to be interesting. I'd be curious to see who ends up being on the committee and who's already on it as that begins to evolve. But I think this is important. I think states should be proactive and not wait on the federal government in many cases. But I am a bit concerned also about the expertise. The federal government is going to be able to pull together a much more experienced, knowledgeable committee just because of their power. And if you're pulling together one as individual states, I think it should still happen. But you got to wonder, how experienced and knowledgeable are the people that they're pulling in because this stuff's moving so fast. But again, that doesn't mean it shouldn't be happening. So those are my thoughts. Again, I don't think we want too much regulation around this, but there has to be regulation because there's just so much unknown. But we also don't want too much regulation and slow down innovation in any way and put us behind. So for instance, if Kentucky were to come out with a bunch of legislation that California and other states that are already way ahead of us don't come up with, then that prevents us from potentially catching up, because this is a great opportunity for states to grow economically. If a company within Kentucky were to hit a great startup idea and really do it well and execute and grow, then as big as AI is going to be, that's a great opportunity for economic growth. So it's kind of a balance. Again, I do think there needs to be regulation and committees like this being formed, but you don't want them to step in too early and being uninformed about these decisions.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's all about the balance. This is just a first step. No real regulation has been suggested yet, but at least they're talking about it. I think conversation is the first step here. And that makes me happy to see that at least we have some people in our state government thinking about it, talking about it, forming a committee around it. To close out the AI Edge segment, we wanted to give our tip of the week. So this tip comes from something I was doing this past weekend while I was driving. If you do not have the ChatGPT app on your phone, this tip is about using the ChatGPT app and specifically one primary feature within that app, and that is the voice transcription feature in it. And so I typically am somebody that has a lot of ideas that I just like writing down and thinking through, whether it's business ideas or anything else. And what I started doing with ChatGPT, or at least the app, is rather than taking down my ideas in the notes app, I decided to, while I was driving, just talk about my ideas into ChatGPT. And I basically just prompted ChatGPT to help me flesh out those ideas. So I said the idea. I said, I want you to help me flesh this out and think through it. And for this particular idea, help me build out a business model around it. And then at the end of it, I just said, ask me any questions in a conversational way that I can answer back to help you gain more context and understanding. And basically just went back and forth for about an hour on the drive, kind of ideating with ChatGPT. And I think a lot of people would get a lot of use out of that, whether it's an idea about your job, about a creative endeavor, or about a business idea. So give that a try today or later on this week. Again, that's a free app. It's free to do. Very, very easy. I think you'll see some cool results out of that. So that is our tip of the week. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. We will have a spotlight series coming out on Wednesday, so be sure to tune into that. And other than that, we hope you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.